Texas officers rescue car wreck victim groaning in pain, "I got you, brother. I got you." By Nick Gilbertson on November 29, 2021. Law enforcement officers in Bosque County, Texas, are being commended for their heroic actions while rescuing a victim of a severe car wreck. The Bosque County Sheriff's Office, BCSO, received a report regarding a single vehicle accident at approximately 1:44 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning, according to a Facebook release from the Sheriff's Office. Sergeant Ty Hardy and Deputy Dakota Yates responded to the scene in Clifton, Texas. Corporal Cody Woosley and Officer Don Barron from the Clifton Police Department also responded to the scene, per a Facebook release from the department. The officers witnessed the car fully engulfed in flames when they arrived at the crash site. Dash camera footage, available on the BCSO Facebook page, shows the moment Hardy heard groans for help and located a male victim in a nearby ditch. "Where you at?" Hardy shouts out before locating the victim and states, "I got you, brother. I got you." The sergeant found the man dangerously close to the burning vehicle. Hardy immediately began efforts to remove the victim from the fire while summoning assisting officers to his location in order to move the victim away from the fire into a safer location, Sheriff Trace Hendricks wrote in the BCSO Facebook release. Hardy, Yates, and Woosley remained with the victim until EMS arrived and transported him to a Waco, Texas hospital, according to a release from the Clifton Police Department. Hendricks praised Hardy and Yates for their efforts. "The actions of Sergeant Hardy, Deputy Yates and assisting CPD officers Woosley and Barron most definitely are to be commended as they placed their own lives in harm's way in order to save this crash victim. I am both proud and honored to have these men to work alongside in Bosque County. We extend our prayers to the victim, that he may fully recover from his injuries as a result of this tragic accident," the sheriff added. The victim's condition remained unknown as of November 27, according to KWTX.